So if you listen to this show for any amount of time, you'll know Zip Travel is the travel agency we use to book all of our trips and the one we recommend to everybody because they're fantastic. But they also, you know, obviously they do Disney and Universal, but they also do basically anywhere you want to go, which includes, you know, general Orlando. And obviously this show is about outside Disney World and outside Universal Studios. So if you're looking to stay at other places that aren't, you know, Disney directly or Universal related, Zip Travel can help you with that as well. So if you head on over to travelwithzip.com, there's a form there you can fill out and then let them know whatever you're wanting to do. If you're wanting to, you know, stay off property, like whatever details you have, put in there and they will get you hooked up with either Lauren or Kendall, which is part of our Capture the Magic Zip Travel team. So we have our own team and they will get in touch with you and you'll get one of them and they are fantastic. They will help you along the way entirely, help you plan a great trip, save you money, save you time. And the best part is it doesn't cost you any extra money. It's all included. So again, head over to travelwithzip.com and like I said, fill out that form and then let Zip help you plan your trip, save you time and money, and you'll be glad you did. So go check them out. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee, and I'm joined, as usual, by my lovely, lovely, and perhaps spooky wife, Jamie Lee. So, Jamie, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Am I spooky?
I don't know. I mean, you're wearing black, so.
I mean, I did that on purpose because, you know, Halloween.
Is that why you did it?
I guess.
Oh, okay.
Happy Halloween, by the way.
Happy Halloween to you and everybody listening.
I think I said this last week, but I've moved on from Halloween. It's Christmas now, guys. Sorry for all the Halloween people that love it. It's been Halloween for so long. I gotta move on.
You never quite embraced it, but yes.
I didn't, no.
By the way, I'm doing great.
Did I not ask you?
You did not, but I'm doing fantastic. It's one of those things we do on the show where, you know, I do love the people that maybe listen and be like, maybe they just now talk to each other.
Yeah, we haven't seen each other all day.
It'd be weird if one of us was like, well, you know, I had a terrible day, and let's talk about it.
No.
Like, all right, but
sorry. So you're good. I'm sorry. How are
you? I'm good. Okay. I'm good. We had a nice. So when we're recording this, it is not Halloween, Mm-mm. but through the magic of the internet, it is Halloween when you're listening to this.
Right.
So we.
I like explain the internet.
Yeah. Well, the magic in case of the there's internet. Somebody that's like, what? But. We had a nice little weekend. We went to some, you know, we ate at some place. Went to a brewery today and ate, and they had like a kids area and stuff like that. So
it was cute.
And yeah, I tried some candy corn beer.
Yes.
And it was pretty good.
No.
Well, you don't like beer. As
no.
Well, but
I'm glad you liked it.
It's a very niche audience, me and one other guy probably, and it was very good. But yeah, so not a real popular thing in most cases, I would assume. But
probably not, especially since a lot of people don't like candy corn. Myself included.
I don't understand these people.
I know you like it.
It's a great candy. I mean, it's not as okay. If I'm being honest, we're ranking candy. It's not a Reese's peanut butter cup. It's not Skittles. It's not that tier. But like in terms of the generic, like if you're gonna have people hand you out those cheapy candies, like it's better than like the taffy.
Oh, I guess.
Like if you're gonna give me like the cheapy candy that like most people don't want, I'm like, I will take all of your candy corn.
Let me ask you something. What is the candy corn's flavor?
Candy corn.
It doesn't taste like corn.
Probably. Honestly.
It's like nothing. It's
you
just
probably want to know what it is. It's probably like high fructose corn syrup. Yeah. That's probably what they call it.
That's what I'm saying. There's like no flavor to candy corn.
I don't know the flavor. You're right. I mean, I would be curious as to know what the actual flavor profile is.
Mm-hmm. But I'm sure we can find out.
I enjoy it. I don't enjoy it in mass quantities. I don't like candy that much in general. But in terms of, yeah, I'm in.
Well, what are we talking about today?
Well, yeah. So today we are, we kind of have a this or that, which we've done before. Mm-hmm. We were going to do it on Halloween, and we're like, well, let's just, you know, people may not listen to this on Halloween. So we're just going to do a general, you know, this or that we've done a while that we came up with some stuff. But yeah, so that's what we're going to do today.
Yeah. I'm excited. I do like these scenarios, like, would you rather do this or that? And I feel like we have maybe talked about this stuff before, but very like just spread out among our episodes. So this is just one episode you come in and see like, okay, what are their opinions about everything?
Random things.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
I like it.
If, you know, you want to contribute to the conversation or like what you would do, you can always comment on this in the Capture Some Magic Facebook group.
Yes.
It's a great place to do that.
Yes.
Have discussions in there and everything.
It is.
All right. Well, we're going to start this off with. So, Jamie, what is the first one we have?
All right. So basically, I'll just pose like two things, two scenarios, two situations, whatever, to both of us to discuss what we'd choose between this or that. And this is all Disney World stuff. So the first one is, would you rather stay 3 nights at Riviera or 3 nights at Grand Floridian?
See, I never stayed at Grand Floridian.
I know. That's why it's hard.
I feel like even if I had, I'm judging Grand Floridian without having stayed at Grand Floridian.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
But I feel like I would rather stay at the Riviera. Because it has, okay. Because you have, like, we've stayed there a few times. We'd love it.
Oh, yeah.
I have a hard time believing Grand Floridian would beat Riviera. In my mind, it could, but I'm just saying I really do love Riviera a lot. Plus, you have Skyliner, plus you have, you know, the location, everything around it. I just love that resort, so I'm gonna say Riviera because I haven't stayed at Grand Flow. but part of me is like I should choose Grand Flow to stay there to judge it, but right. I'm gonna say Riviera.
Well, I'm gonna say Grand Floridian for the exact same reasons.
Yeah.
Because I haven't stayed there.
I mean, that's fair.
I would stay at Grand Floridian. You know, they have wonderful food. Like, we haven't been to Citricose. We haven't been to Narcoozie's. We love Grand Floridian Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
The location being that close to Magic Kingdom, it's on the monorail. You can see the fireworks from the beach, from the resort. You know, it's
okay,
it's
you're right.
Lots of perks there.
I changed my mind. You're right.
But Riviera is like my second favorite resort.
Yeah.
But again, haven't stayed at Grand Floridian, so I think I would go Grand Flow.
You're right. We should choose Grand Flow to stay there. And you're right. It does have the food is good. And I haven't really gone in and really hung out in the bar.
Enchanted Rose. That's on my list. I need to get in there. I haven't done it either.
I've been outside of it. Like I've sat in the chairs outside.
What are you guys doing in there? Can I come in?
I was like, can I come in? And they're like, no. And I was like, okay.
You're not enchanted enough.
You, right? Sir, are not allowed in here. Okay, you chose one. All right.
All right, so we both chose Grand Floridian. So number two is, would you rather eat dinner at Cinderella's Royal Table or eat dinner at Be Our Guest?
Again, I haven't done Cinderella's Royal. Okay, I'm going to choose Cinderella's Royal Table because I haven't done it. And I feel like our daughter would really like it.
Right.
Either one I'm not the most excited about.
So based on... Okay, so I ate at Cinderella's Royal Table as a child. I don't remember the food. I don't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. I just know what other people have done. And quite a few of my Trip Tales people have eaten at either Be Our Guest and Cinderella's Royal Table.
Right.
Based on the current situation where there's only Cinderella... You can only meet her at the front, you know, and Be Our Guest. I've heard the some people have said they love the food. Some people say it's not that great. You don't really get to see the beast. He just kind of walks in. I would say Cinderella's Royal Table just to, again, be in the castle and just to have that experience. I think that, like, that alone is worth it. I know it's expensive, but that would be my guess between the two.
I was assuming in this scenario that this was being paid for. It was comped for us.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
We'll just assume that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to go with.
Okay.
So it wouldn't matter either way.
Right. Okay. Number three is, would you rather do Magic Kingdom fireworks dessert party or Fantasmic dining package?
Again, these are all things I have. So... I've seen Fantasmic. Obviously, the new one is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that
this
one.
This week, yep. It starts on Thursday.
Uh-huh. I'll say dining package for Fantasmic just to check it out because it's a dining package. Because the dessert parties, they're okay. I've always felt the dessert parties are a little bit... not that they're bad, but it's just like they're... You know, it's like just a bunch of sweets. So I think I would rather have a full meal and check out a new show.
Okay.
Personally.
Okay.
What about you?
I would say having done the dessert party at Magic Kingdom, you know, it was fine. Mm-hmm. You know, like I don't know. Same thing with like Fantasmic. Like you can always watch Fantasmic. You can always watch Enchantment. You know, you don't have to do these parties, but if you wanted like better food, well, I would say dining package. You get more food that way.
That's what I was thinking. You get more
You're
food.
Right. You get more food.
Because like the dessert stuff is okay, but I'm not going to be able to eat much of it. Just
okay.
Not. Like
yeah.
It just, yeah, it's not going to do that much for me. And so I would rather have right. a full dinner and then also check out something I haven't seen before.
That is true. Okay, the next scenario would be, would you rather walk on all the mountains at Magic Kingdom, like just walk on, or walk on all of the Toy Story Land rides?
I thought you meant walk, like hike them, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to hike Space Mountain.
Do you want to walk
into would you like to hike Everest in Unmaker? Oh, let's see, on the mountains. Okay, so the mountains, so for those that aren't familiar, what would that consist of?
That would be Space Mountain, Splash Mountain, and Big Thunder Mountain at Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And then Toy Story Land rides would be Slinky Dog Dash, Toy Story Mania, or Alien Swirling Saucers. Because you don't ride Space.
I'm going to say probably Toy Story Land because I don't enjoy Space Mountain. Mm-hmm. It just gives me a headache. I think mm-hmm. that I've said this for years. I think Excedrin should sponsor it, and they should get you when you get off of it. They should be like, "Here you go," and you're like, "Thank you so much." I have a pounding headache.
Right.
I do enjoy Big Thunder Mountain a lot,
mm-hmm.
and Splash I like, but mm-hmm. again, it's a water ride, so right. I don't always feel like riding that. So I think Toy Story Land. I enjoy all. I mean, Alien Swirling Saucers being the weakest,
mm-hmm.
but Slinky Dog Dash and Toy Story Mania are very strong. So I would say Toy Story Mania for me.
I'm gonna agree with that because Toy Story Mania it's a game. Like you can it's a lot of repeatability. You can try to beat your score. It's gonna be different, you know, at least a little bit every time.
And your arm is gonna be just burning.
Burning up, yes.
I feel like you're just gonna walk away. Like if you do that ride like four times a day for like a month, your right arm, or I guess my right arm, it would just be just huge.
It'd
be
okay. Yeah.
Because it hurts every single time.
Yeah. And Slinky Dog is rarely, if ever, a walk-on anymore. So
that's also true. And mm-hmm. the plus side being to it, our kids, and our daughter likes Slinky Dog a lot. So our kids mm-hmm. can enjoy more stuff in Toy Story. I'm assuming our kids are coming with us on this.
Are they? Are they coming?
I don't know. Okay. I'm saying if they are with us, they would enjoy that more.
I didn't include them in this, but
well,
you're right.
As many of our things go, I think that's
listen, sometimes
there's nothing wrong with it.
Sometimes it's just me. Or,
I get it. I know.
Maybe you feel like I'm a bad person.
I never
like,
know.
Talking.
I just think it's funny how our brains work.
It's true. All right. The next one would be Wild Africa Trek or Savor the Savannah Tour. Those are the two like Animal Kingdom ones.
What do you do on the Savor the Savannah?
That's the one with all the food. Like you have like a ton of food.
Yeah, I'll do that one.
Okay.
Again, I'm not a huge on zoos, like in like animals.
It's not a zoo.
I get it. But here's the thing. I appreciate the animals and it's like great. Like I don't want anything bad to happen to the animals. I'm not saying that. It's one of those things where it's like, would you like to go walk around and look at all these animals for like hours on end? I'm like, I'm good. I appreciate them being there. Now, if you're like, hey, let's do that, plus there's lots of food involved, you'd be like, I'm in. Because I can watch the zebra be a zebra whilst I'm drinking a nice beverage and enjoying a steak or something, which might sound cruel. Like, I'm enjoying...
I'll go with that. Agree with that.
I feel like that's what... I'm not one of those people that just could go on, like, hour-longs of... I don't know if that's a thing.
Hour-longs?
Hour-longs, you know, animal watching stuff.
Fair enough.
Like
fair
bird
enough.
Watching sounds insane to me.
Okay. Okay. So the next one is related to the one we just did, kind of. Keys to the Kingdom or VIP tour?
Well, I feel like, yeah, VIP tour. Oh, I've never done a VIP tour. Mm-hmm. Somebody here has. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to go. So.
I'm sorry about that.
I think you're not that sorry. it's okay.
I have
it's
the opportunity.
It's okay.
On it, man.
We talked about it. You got it's fine. I'm not bitter at all about that. I would say VIP tour because that would be pretty cool to experience.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm going to go with Keys to the Kingdom since I haven't done it.
Brag.
And it's cheaper.
I mean,
but if this is just anybody's paying for this, like this is all free, okay, I'll do a VIP
That's
tour.
The question. Is this something that we're paying for? This is like, I feel like this is like a would you just rather money's not the issue here.
Okay, if money's not the issue, then I would do a VIP tour for sure.
Okay.
Have someone push the stroller.
That's the thing to get me. Yeah, they push the Can you just take them for a while?
Get you in all the areas, like the backstage areas.
I mean, it's like a pampered way to go through the parks. I feel like, yeah. it would be nice to experience.
Yeah, it is cool.
Well,
I hope you can do
it. I can only imagine.
Okay, this one is a little different. Two nights at the Four Seasons Orlando.
Okay.
Or stay for two nights in an Airbnb, but it's a Golden Oak house.
So say that again, just so I can.
Okay. So would you rather stay two nights at Four Seasons Orlando?
Which is very fancy.
Which is very fancy.
Okay.
Or two nights in a Golden Oak house that serves as an Airbnb?
I feel like a Golden Oak house. Just because you could say you've been in Golden Oak. Are there Airbnbs in Golden Oak?
That's a, you know, I actually am not sure.
I doubt it.
I bet there, I don't know.
You
think,
I bet you know. In Golden Oak they don't allow it.
I bet they don't allow it. Okay.
There's a lot of places that don't allow it. Right. So if this is a scenario where it's allowed, I would love to do it.
Okay.
But I have a feeling given people like us may be able to stay in there, they'd be like, no.
You're not fancy. We're not fancy. It's true. Okay, fair enough. I'd probably want to see a Golden Oak house for sure.
I mean, I've never stayed at either one. I don't know how nice.
I don't think I've ever stayed at Four Seasons.
I've heard like things about Four Seasons and they sound nice, but I've never stayed there.
You should listen to that Trip Tales I did. She stayed at Four Seasons.
Oh, that's right.
It was back in
January. I listened
to
part of that one. I forgot. Yeah.
Yep.
It was like I was there.
It was very cool. Okay, next one is Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser or an actual cruise on a Disney Cruise Line?
Actual cruise.
Oh.
Like, are
we ranting?
Okay, we're taking the cost out of this because that is a major reason as to what, I mean, if you're looking at cost of this, the price you would pay for that, I would definitely be like, I would much rather go on a cruise versus do like 2.5 nights at a dinner and a movie or dinner and theater, whatever you want to call it.
Dinner theater? Is that what you think?
Maybe that dinner theater, whatever it is.
Okay.
I would much rather do a cruise. Never done a cruise. I don't care much for the newest trilogy of Star Wars, which is what this one is based off of. So I'm like, meh, there. There's not much about the Galactic Star Cruiser for me personally that makes me want to spend that type of money. I'm sure it's fun. I'm not saying it's not fun. It's just in terms of what I'd rather do of a cruise. Personally, I would rather do a cruise.
I would rather do a cruise as well, just because I am not a big fan of Star Wars. You know, I've said this before. I'm not an uber fan. I don't really, like, I've seen the movies. I know the main characters, but the Star Wars lore, the background of the characters, the any of the comics or the books or the novels, whatever's been written in the series.
The scrolls.
I don't really care. I like The Mandalorian because of the child, the baby Yoda. You know what I mean? That's where my fandom
Well,
extends.
And not to mention, I would much rather be in a scenario where I can like just relax on a cruise and enjoy dinner and, I don't know, like just hang out in a pool, do stuff like that, versus being on a thing where like every single minute of the day apparently is like on an itinerary. I think I would rather just be able to do what I want to do and be very like on a cruise, be in cruise mode, put on my Tommy Bahama shirt and just enjoy myself, relax a little bit versus I don't feel like the Star Cruiser is very relaxing at all.
Everything I've seen about it, no.
And I've talked to people that have done it, and they've all, I will say, everybody that I've talked to that has done it, that have said that it's great. So sure. I'm not going to say it's not, but they did not say it was relaxing. So
true. So if you want to go for relaxing, you get that.
And you know me, I don't like every moment of my day planned out in general. So not I don't really, want to pay more for that. Where they're like, every minute is planned out. I'm like, this is horrible.
That is a good point.
But that's a personal thing, though, too.
Okay, this one is more for me, but I'm going to see what you say.
Okay.
Tower of Terror or Rock and Roller Coaster?
Oh, jeez.
Tower of Terror, obviously, for me, because, you know, it's my favorite ride at Disney World.
If I had to do one or the other, I'd probably do Tower of Terror.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I feel like it's a few drops and you're done.
It's more, I mean, like, it's more than a few drops. I mean, it drops you, it goes up, it drops, right. it drops.
I mean, I
drops.
Don't want to do it in general, but I'm just saying if I had to, like, okay, fine, I'll do that one.
Okay. I'm going to try to get him to do the Guardians Mission Breakout if when we ever, you know, go to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to get you to
I
do it.
I would be tempted to do that one.
Okay. All right, my next one is Skyliner or Monorail?
What do you think?
Like, which one do I prefer?
Yeah.
I would choose the Skyliner. Because, it depends on who the cast member is, but you could have one by yourself.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, I don't know, it's somewhat relaxing. Our kids like it.
Kids do like
it. Monorail smells.
I mean, the monorail needs
like sweat.
It does need some updating to it.
Yeah.
I mean, the Skyliner's got some cool views. As long as it doesn't get stuck up there, mm-hmm. I would probably say Skyliner.
Okay.
It's more, yeah. I mean, I like the monorail, but yeah, you're right. It does have a little bit of they need to clean the carpets or replace the carpets or just get a new monorail system.
It's just old. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very old. Beach Club or Yacht Club?
Never have stayed at Yacht Club. But
you've been up there.
Been
up
there.
Can you go
up
there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say beach. I really enjoyed when we stayed at Beach Club.
Yeah.
And they're both right next to each other. So I feel like they're very similar. But
if you were just staying at the rooms.
To be consistent.
Like the motif.
I'll say Yacht Club because the other ones I said because I haven't stayed there before. So I would say Yacht Club. I assume I would really like Yacht Club. And I like the idea. Honestly, I like the idea of being a captain, if I'm being honest. I feel like I didn't even think about that till now. I'm like, you know what?
I would like to be a captain.
I feel like if they give me a captain's hat, I'd be like, I enjoy this. What was it from? How I Met Your Mother. The captain. Ahoy!
Yeah,
he always said ahoy.
Ahoy!
Yeah.
Everything was about boats.
I'm just gonna start talking all in boat terms to you.
Okay.
And they're like, do you want to get a boat? I'm like, no, absolutely not.
But I
want to
be.
I just enjoy the idea of being a boat captain, but I don't really want to be a boat captain.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I would so I've stayed at Yacht Club. It was like 20 years ago, but I have stayed there. It's okay. Like it's more for like you and I.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's more
I mean, it definitely doesn't seem like kid feature
centric. It's not that it's not kid friendly, but it's just very like if you like you're on a yacht,
right.
You're going to go on a yacht.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to bring my kids on a yacht. Because I think fancy, and my kids are not fancy. They're going to tear something up.
What do you mean? They're so clean and orderly.
No, Beach Club just is a lot more airy and more like, again, like, I don't know, kid friendly. I don't know. Cape Cod.
Yeah.
You know.
Very Cape Cod.
So I'd say Beach Club. I'd say Beach Club.
Oh, you'd say Beach Club?
Yeah. I'd say Beach Club.
Okay. What do you mean by our kids are messy? Our son in the car today was handed snacks and immediately dumped them out.
Just turned that bag over and dumped it out.
On purpose.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He was mad. He didn't want to be in the car anymore. And he just went.
I am protesting by dumping this all over the floor.
And there was not a thing I could do because I was driving and I couldn't.
It was funny because we look back. He literally looked mad. He just was like, I don't want to be in this.
The and scowl. I'm Oof.
Imagine that on a yacht.
Yeah. Okay. Festival of the Arts or Food and Wine Festival?
I'm gonna say Festival of the Arts.
Yay!
I do, and that doesn't mean I don't like food and wine. I enjoy food and wine immensely. But Festival of the Arts, first off, it's in cooler weather,
mm-hmm.
which is nice.
Big perk.
And I really have come to enjoy the art stuff. That mm-hmm. surrounds it. Like, as mm-hmm. someone, like, it's funny. I grew up, like, I used to draw stuff all the time. And now that, you know, I didn't for a long period of time. Then our daughter is a lot like me. So she draws more now, which mm-hmm. makes me draw more now. And plus, doing, you know, all the stuff with the shirts, I'm much more artistic minded, I suppose, than I used to be, maybe like 5, 6, 7 years ago. So I appreciate it more. And I like seeing a lot of the stuff they have. And the food's good. I think it's unique. And I still love food and wine, but food and wine is hot for most of it. And
it starts in July.
And it's way more crowded mm-hmm. versus Festival of the Arts. Yeah, I will say Festival mm-hmm. of the Arts.
Oh, 100%. Me as well. I have said this before. It is my favorite festival because of the reasons you said. Mm-hmm. The weather is a big plus. The food, even though there's not as many, you know, food booths or what they call them, food studios.
Yeah, I was going to say there's okay. studios.
They're really pretty.
They are pretty. They're
really pretty food. And there's a lot of like experimentation with foods. Have you noticed that? Mm-hmm. Like deconstructed dish.
Yeah, like a deconstructed sandwiches.
It's different, and, yeah, 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 yeah. So I just think it's, I think it's really pretty. I like, I don't know, like I like the colors. I like the Broadway stuff. I like the singing. Everything is artistic and it's real pretty. And
didn't you meet an artist last year that you liked?
Yes. What's her name? Ashley. I forgot her last name now. I'm sorry. Ashley something. Yeah, I got to meet her. She's amazing. She does all these prints for like a lot of Disney princesses and stuff. And I buy them every year, just like the postcards.
Oh, okay.
I love them. But yeah, I pick a Festival of the Arts. Is it the shortest one?
It's close. I believe so. Yeah.
It may not be the shortest. I think actually Festival of the Holidays is. But
I mean, it's getting longer. Close. It needs more because I think it's a really cool festival.
Well, last week we announced, you know, or Disney announced that it was it's going to be January 13th through February 20th.
Which I think is the longest it's gone.
I don't think so, actually.
You don't think
I think
so?
No. A couple of years. It's about the same every okay. year.
Like, well, I know the first year was like just weekends.
First year was just weekends. Yeah. Yeah, they were just testing it out. And then it was a month. Or a couple weeks, but it was just Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
And then they expanded it every day. So, yeah, that would be
well, there we go. We will enjoy it.
That would be my favorite. Nice. So, and I did book us a weekend for the opening weekend of that. So, we will be there. Yay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Next one is a 1 week stay at All Star Sports.
A 1 week stay.
1 week.
Okay.
At All Star Sports.
Okay.
Or two nights at Poly.
Are our children with us?
I'm going to go with no.
I'm going Poly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing to get. I mean, All Stars serve a purpose, but they're not my favorite values mm-hmm. in general. Especially after staying in like Universal's version of a value. Mm-hmm. And then you go to Disney's mm-hmm. and you're like, feels like a Motel 6 a little bit. So
yeah.
I would take a shorter stay, but staying at Poly. Plus, we kind of go that way anyway. We go two or three nights now for the most part.
We're not like a yeah. week-long vacation.
So I feel like we were there for a week. It would feel very weird.
Like, I was looking at February because our niece is going to be turning 5 and mm-hmm. everybody's coming down for that. And I was like, oh, well, her birthday's on a Tuesday. She's going to have to be there on a Tuesday. And I was like, okay, we'll stay for a couple nights. I'm like... My sister's there for like 8 nights. And I'm like, we can't be there the whole time. We can't do it. We just can't. it's a long time
for us.
Like, unless we're going like for vacation, you know.
I mean, I'm longer, thinking like but... before we lived down here, we once when our daughter was, I think she was like, she was maybe 2. We did 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. We drove down here and stayed 2 weeks.
That's a lot. We found it then to be a little too long. I think what we find the sweet spot was like
10 days.
Yeah, 10 days. Mm-hmm. We found anything after 10 days was a little bit okay. Like,
at least for us.
Well.
You know, but.
Yeah. With 2 kids, it'd be like 3 nights and we're ready to go.
Well, we go a lot, so there you go.
I'm just saying, yeah.
okay, so first we're sticking with Poly. Ohana or Kona Cafe?
Well, they both have bread pudding.
So. Wait, I know it just reopened. Picking? I hope it still has bread pudding in Kona. I'm sure they
do. I'm assuming it does. Okay, what's your choice here?
Well, I just had the breakfast there. And breakfast-wise, I choose Kona.
Okay.
Dinner-wise, I'd have to do dinner again, I think, for Ohana. I don't know. I like both. This one's actually really hard because I do like both of these places. I really do. I'll stick with Ohana dinner.
Okay.
It's just a lot of food. And you got the bread pudding and you got all the meat and the noodles. I love some Ohana nudes.
The nudes?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'll go with Ohana.
So, I'm thinking about it. If it was Ohana that we had a few years ago when it was really, really good, I would say the same thing. I have, and like you said, breakfast, and you kind of said it wasn't as good as it used to be. And I've heard right. the very exact same thing about dinner.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of leaning toward, and I really do enjoy, I like Kona a lot. I like, first of all, I like the atmosphere of it. I like the burger they have. When they do have it, their lobster mac and cheese is amazing.
I don't think they have it right now.
I don't think they have it right now. But yeah. when they do have it, you can get bread pudding. You can get coffee. I think I may go Kona.
Okay.
Just because you can get the bread pudding, which I enjoy. And I just haven't heard the greatest of things about Ohana lately. Mm-hmm. Which Ohana kind of does this. They kind of go in these spurts where it's great and then it kind of tails off and then it gets good again. So in this current iteration of what I've heard about Ohana, I would probably choose Kona. Plus, if I, you know, Kona would end up being a cheaper meal.
You know? I mean, that's true.
So it's like, if I'm talking, mm-hmm. and I really do enjoy, it's the burger. They have a few burgers that are really good, but one of them is a burger.
The Big Kahuna?
Yeah, Big Kahuna. Yeah. Really, really good.
Pot stickers
are great, like, yeah. And if I can end it with bread pudding. I mean, part of Ohana's lure for so long was like, you got to end your meal with like bread pudding, which is amazing. So if I can get that at Kona, I think I would just do that.
Well, I did get a reservation at Kona for December.
It's like my birthday.
Well, I was looking at it. I was like, ah, I really want to do Kona again. It's been too long.
It's been, how long has it been closed?
It hasn't been closed that long. I meant like for us going there, right. It's been a while.
Well, we did go once and I just wanted the lobster mac and cheese and they said they were out. We sat down and I was like, I would like to leave. I don't want anything. I think it was more or less, I was just upset they didn't have it.
He was sad.
And I was like,
yeah.
I had my mindset. I wanted it.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years, though.
Yeah.
Since you've been there. Okay, so rope drop or fireworks? Like, how do you, like, your day? Are you a rope dropper or are you a park closer? Like, if you had your way.
I would rather, both ideally, but. I would rather rope drop.
Okay.
I've seen the fireworks shows. I enjoy the fireworks shows, but I think I would rather rope drop and like do something else in the evening time versus like maybe a dinner or like get some drinks or something or ride some rides versus just specifically watching the fireworks
show. No. I'm sorry. I should specify. Do you want to be the person that stays like till park closing? Or rope drop. I just always say rope drop to fireworks. Fireworks being the end of the night. So,
if I
would close out a park, not necessarily watching fireworks.
Oh. Okay. Well, that changes.
I'm sorry about that.
Give me a moment.
Okay.
What is your pick here? And I will.
Oh. I'd rather close the park.
Yeah.
Yeah. Disney vacations make me tired. And I'd rather like close out the park, and I like being at the parks at night, like a lot. And rope dropping is really hard for our family. Like getting up
at 6 a.m.
or whatever, it's usually not doable. So I don't know last time we rope dropped.
Well, on the 40th, well, on the 50th, you rope dropped on your own because we didn't try it with the kids.
Was that the last time I rope dropped?
No, it can't be.
Oh no, we rope dropped Epcot for the 40th.
We did.
We were there.
That's true.
But that was only because we were staying at Boardwalk, and it was easy.
That's true. We could just walk right.
Walked right over. So if we stay off property, we usually don't.
It is harder staying off property. Yep. I'll agree with you on this because I do like the parks at night. Mm-hmm. And for those reasons you said, plus you can, you know. The harder to ride stuff, you can kind of squeeze in before the park closes sometimes.
Sometimes, like, yeah.
You know, if it's really busy. And I really enjoy the atmosphere of the parks at night.
You can get some really good pictures, too.
You can get better pictures. You know, honestly, night photography, it's a little difficult.
Oh.
But dusk, like if you're, so I'm assuming we'll be there during that time. That's a great time, like the golden hour, as they call it.
Yes.
Perfect time for pictures. Mm-hmm. Dark, though, not that you can't take great pictures. It does require, like, you got to know more about really how to set it up for the lighting and stuff like that. So it's not as easy, but you can.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Fair enough. Still would go with clothes in the park. So.
Okay.
Okay, the next one is, this is for you, sneakers or, like, tennis shoes or Crocs?
I feel like I'm being attacked. You know, first, you were adamant
that you are not a Croc person, and first, now look at you.
First off, I was attacked by you, my lovely wife, my loving wife,
and
mother of my children, and our friends. Because okay, these aren't. I don't have Crocs. So Jamie isn't okay. I don't actually own a pair of Crocs. I have a pair of shoes. They're called Kane, and they are Croc-like, but they are not Crocs.
Right.
They are like a sneaker that you slide on. It does have breathability, but they're what you call.
They're not shaped like traditional. They're called Crocs.
Recovery shoes. Okay.
Okay.
That's what they're called. Okay. All right. I was wearing those with socks, with pants, and I was being mocked for wearing, because supposedly you're not supposed to wear Crocs with socks, and I was not. And I was, it was cruel, is what it was. It was funny. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to choose my Kane shoes. Actually, in that scenario, oh, gosh. Here's the thing. Okay, fine. I'm a Crocs person now in that category.
Embrace it.
I have. It's fine. I don't like Crocs. I don't like wet. I don't like wet socks.
Right. I have.
And they're pretty comfortable. Begrudgingly, I'll say. Like, I don't really wear the Crocs specifically. Like, but they're pretty comfortable.
I have these Target sandals that I wear constantly. They're so comfy, and like sometimes, like I'll bring them to Disney with me, and I go back and forth. So I'll wear sneakers like one day, and then I'll wear these sandals next day. But now that I have the Canes, I'm gonna put those Canes in the mix.
Yeah, so, and I will tell people out there, they're not a sponsor.
No, they're not.
Canefootwear.com. These shoes,
they're just amazing.
They're so comfortable, and and for me, they look really good, and they got tons of colors. But they are so comfortable. I love them.
They're very comfortable.
If they would love to sponsor, I would love to talk to them because I love the shoes. But yeah, and yeah, here's the thing. I made stances in the past. I know this will be thrown up at me, especially in the group. Yeah, I said a lot of things about Crocs.
You sure did.
And I stood by those at that time. And here's the thing about me, though. I experienced something new, and I was like, you know what? I was wrong. Now, I still think they look terrible.
Yeah.
But I stand corrected. They are comfortable.
I'm going to get you a bucket. I'm going to write all the words in the world, and I'm going to make you eat them.
That's hilarious. You know, but I feel like, though, admitting it, I feel like a lot of people wouldn't admit it. I will fully admit it. When I'm wrong, I will tell you I'm wrong, and I was wrong about Crocs.
Fair enough.
About everything else I've ever said, no.
Oh, gosh.
I will stand my ground, but on Crocs, okay, fine. But technically, I don't wear Crocs. But yeah.
I would say Crocs, too.
Yeah.
Okay. And the fuzzy ones are nice as well.
Fuzzy Crocs?
The fuzzy ones, like they're like padded inside, like the
that
fuzzy
would be stuff. Too warm. I feel like my feet would sweat.
Well, okay, so I would only wear those in like 50-degree weather.
I feel
so
like those are
for like a week.
Aren't those like house shoes though?
Kind.
See, I have a pair of house shoes that have those, and I never wear them because my feet get way too hot. They just start sweating.
Okay, so just regular Crocs.
I would say for you, then. Regular Crocs. Yeah.
Okay, Genie Plus or Standby.
Well, if I'm being honest, I would much rather have FastPass back.
That is not okay. Fine, Genie Plus or FastPass.
FastPass. Oh, FastPass all day long.
There you go.
It was way more fun, easy to work. I mean, okay, compared to Standby, sure, Genie Plus, but
yeah,
I kind of like anytime we use it, it's like begrudgingly. I'm like, ugh.
I know. It's like okay, here's all this work we got to do.
Every time, honestly, every time we get it, all I hear in my head is like the cha-ching sign and then Chapek counting money, and I'm like, ugh.
it's weird.
I know, but
you know,
it's
he also makes money when you buy a ticket or an annual
he
pass
makes money in lots of ways. I know.
Yes.
I know. Or I guess I should say the board just money drops into a table in front of him. Yes. Like, ugh.
Okay, moving on from that one. Mickey pretzel or popcorn?
Well, what do you choose?
I choose Mickey pretzel.
Yeah.
100%. 100%.
I agree. I'm not big on popcorn. The only popcorn I ever really enjoy is when we go to a movie theater and you get it and it's lathered with butter. Horrible for you, but tastes great. Right. And you can eat like 4 buckets of it and still be hungry somehow. I don't understand how it happens, but it does.
Yeah.
And you feel, your stomach feels gross. But yeah, Disney.
Your stomach does feel gross.
Yeah. I'll take the Mickey pretzel. Although the best one, I think it's not a Mickey pretzel technically, but over Baseline. I think that's the best pretzel I've had at Disney.
It's very good.
It's huge.
That beer cheese is amazing.
And you
amazing.
Get like that beer cheese, and yeah, it's great.
Although we had the pretzel over at Jock Lindsay's recently.
That one was good.
That was good.
I feel like Baseline
seasoned well.
Yeah, I feel like Baselines was a little bit better. I mean, they're both good. I feel like Baseline was a tad bit better.
Cheese though, Baseline is really good.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll say pretzel.
Okay.
Yep. Fireworks cruise at Magic Kingdom area or Epcot area? I know you haven't done either, but
I haven't.
If you had to choose,
Where do you see the one for Magic Kingdom? Where is it? Where do
it's
you?
It's in Seven Seas Lagoon, so like you're in the middle of the water.
Okay.
Like you can see the fireworks.
Yeah.
But and hear the music.
I think I'm gonna go with Epcot.
Okay.
I feel like you're closer. Although, well, it's hard because you can't really get a good view because you did it. And you said the view is
so
really good,
okay.
Right?
So this is the thing. I'm really glad I saw it because I did it. It was like a month after it debuted, Harmonious,
mm-hmm.
and it was like the meetup last year. So when you go around, Crescent Lake area. Like you have like a little bit of a tour, and then you park. You get with the other boats and kind of like all roped together. That are all doing fireworks mm-hmm, cruises. Mm-hmm. It's right under the bridge between the UK and France in World Showcase.
Yeah.
So from that vantage point, the Stargate portal, whatever it is, it is not facing us. We're looking at the side. But we can still see the arms or the whatever they call the tacos. We can still see the tacos facing us.
Right.
So we get a portion of the show and we can see all the fireworks and we hear the music and everything. So you can see it, mm-hmm. just not the main part.
Okay.
Right? So for that reason, I would probably say Harmonious or an Epcot fireworks cruise because the Magic Kingdom, yes, you can see the fireworks, but you can't see the projections.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Like at all.
Yeah.
Not that like ruins the show completely, but you do miss some of it. So I don't know. I don't know. Like I would say, I would say Epcot one. But again, I haven't done the Magic.
I'd say Epcot, and the thing that maybe puts over the thing is it drops you back off at Boardwalk when you're done, right?
No, Yacht Club.
Well, same thing.
Yeah, but it's in that
okay,
area.
Okay,
yeah.
So yeah, you're in the area you want to be. So I would say Epcot for that reason too. And like it's just not being able to see projections. That's kind of part of the show with the Magic Kingdom one.
But now, do I want to do a Magic Kingdom fireworks cruise? Yes.
Well,
I do.
Well, okay, sure.
I do.
Okay.
Not taking that out of a
duly
rotation here.
Noted.
Okay. The next one is we got two more. So
I have a couple for you.
Oh, okay. Enchantment or Harmonious? It's kind of related to
Harmonious. I think Harmonious is a better show. I haven't liked Enchantment.
Well, when they added the Walt tag and the Mickey at the end, the beginning, I liked that.
Okay.
I'm glad they added that in. It made it, it improved it for me, like for sure.
Okay. Enchantment with Walt, yes.
Okay.
How it was previously, I would take Harmonious over it.
Okay. This is hard for me because I like both.
Harmonious is a good show.
Harmonious, but, I like Harmonious better.
But Harmonious is very dependent on where you're at. You have to be in a really good spot to really get the whole full show, though.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. However, when you're at World Showcase and you're watching it, do you feel like you're shoulder to shoulder?
Well, like you are at Magic Kingdom. No.
No. I feel like you have a better watching experience at Epcot with Harmonious versus Enchantment.
Well, that's true.
You know, the show itself is the show better. I don't... Like, it's hard. It's hard. I do like the music of Harmonious better than Enchantment.
Yes,
because
because
it has the countries of the character is native to. They mm-hmm. they sing the songs in that language. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And it's fun. Like the cocoa. Oh, the cocoa section. Mm-hmm. Love the cocoa section.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. And I feel like the Enchantment main song was trying really, really. You can tell they were trying really hard to be like Happily Ever After. And it was just like,
it's
do as well.
Similar.
Like, you can tell they're trying to strike it. And it's like, but what's the catchphrase of it?
You are the magic.
You are the magic. Terrible. Horrible. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many better ways you could do that. But yeah. So I was like, yeah. But I will say Enchantment for that reason for me with Walt.
Okay.
But without Walt, I would say Harmonious.
Okay. The last one I have on my list is Which of the, I didn't even this or that, it's which beacons of magic do you like the best?
Epcot. I love what they do at Spaceship Earth.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Because they change they it up change and they can up. Do like certain they things. And it's short. Like it's
yep.
It's something at Epcot too. It kind of helps, I think, disperse the crowds a tad bit. Not a ton.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know. It's really, and it's one of those things with Spaceship Earth. You're like, wow, why did they never? I mean, I know probably technology, and I've said it before, but like, why did they never do this before? Mm-hmm. Like, that thing's just a giant canvas for you to put stuff on.
You're right. Okay, I agree. Spaceship Earth.
Okay. That's it. What's your second one? Magic Kingdom.
Probably Magic Kingdom. Maybe. Yeah, I mean, it's a castle and it's pretty, of course. But I need to go back and see the Animal Kingdom one more time. Because it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's really pretty.
Okay, well, I have a couple for you.
Okay, I'm listening.
Would you rather do buffet or family style?
Family style.
Oh, really? You'd rather do family style?
Yeah, buffets, when you think about it, gross.
Well, yeah, but you do. My only thing about family style is you're dependent upon the waiter or waitress bringing you more. And I feel like what they're trying to do the whole time is you're like, I would like more. And they're like, sure. And they bring you back like three. I'm like, I know this game. You're trying to make me not eat as much. And I like the freedom of a buffet.
Okay.
And so sometimes freedom's a little messy. You know, people are going to be a little gross. And you're like, okay, fine. But I have more food. So
that was my only thing is just, you know, like having more, like if you have family style, you can kind of see them coming out from the kitchen and there. Whereas well, the buffet, it's like, everybody and their mom can just sneeze all over the food.
I mean, they have sneeze guards. I will say this way.
They work.
Okay. It's
100%.
It's cleaner than going to like Golden Corral.
Okay. Maybe. I don't know. There's lots of kids at Disney. The kids are germy. Right, I don't know. I'm just thinking.
I'll just be sure to take my vitamins before I go. BS.
Okay. I mean, not that I won't eat at a buffet, but I'm just a little more just like, nah.
No,
I don't like it. Yeah, I would choose family style if I could.
Okay.
What was your? Do you have another one?
I have a couple rolling around in my head a little bit. So this one involves because we talked about it briefly. Would you rather do all things that it, just the rooms itself, the resorts, not like everything that comes with it? Would you rather do a Disney moderate or Cabana Bay at Universal? So like any Disney moderate or Cabana Bay.
Any Disney moderate?
I think.
Okay. I think. I would choose a Disney moderate.
Which one?
Probably Grand Testino Tower.
Is that technically just a moderate? Because I feel like that's
still
a weird.
Moderate.
Right, but moderate. I feel like the tower isn't priced as a moderate though.
It still is. Yeah. It still is because it's comparable to like Caribbean Beach.
Then take out Destino Tower.
Well,
no, I'm just saying because that's such a unique thing. So like take that out of the aspect, like that part. Because what would you choose then? Because I would agree that is really nice.
I don't know. Like I still think Cabana Bay is the better like value or prime value, whatever you want to categorize it as, better than Disney's. Mm-hmm. Like I do agree with that. But I do like, I really enjoy Port Orleans. You know, I like Fort Wilderness cabins.
Yeah.
You know, like there's, I feel like,
but I the cabins like, are priced a little, they're not really priced.
They're money. Still moderate.
Yeah.
You know, you need to think about your question next time.
I'm
Jared.
Just thinking, I
just
listen,
telling you
your details and I'm just big picture.
I
this is
think
how it goes.
Things through. You know?
I can tell.
I would still pick a moderate at Disney. If we're talking about like price doesn't matter, then yeah. If we're looking at like, okay, I have a big budget I got or like a small budget I need to stick to, then I choose Cabana. But
right.
But if it's just a free for all, then I would choose like a Fort Wilderness cabin or Port Orleans or Grand Destino if I could.
Okay.
I would not choose Caribbean Beach. Sorry, Caribbean Beach.
I mean, obviously, I was just speaking of the hotel itself. But yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I feel like if Cabana Bay had a little bit, it needs a tad bit of updating. I do enjoy that resort quite a bit.
It hasn't been updated in almost a decade.
Yeah, it needs a little bit.
Yeah, it does.
But some of it's starting to. It needs
a refresh.
I still love it, but I feel like a nice little refresh there would go a long way. Because
it opened in 2014, so it'll be 10 years in a couple. So.
Yeah. Okay. Do you prefer Boardwalk, Epcot, Hollywood Studios area, or the monorail area, like Magic Kingdom? Like, if you're going to stay in a hotel, which one would you rather stay at?
So, for me, for, like, you, if you and I were just doing, like, a weekend or something, Epcot area, no question.
Okay.
Like, easy access to walk to Epcot. It's great. For our kids who love Magic Kingdom, I would choose monorail resorts.
Okay, well, what about overall? Everything weighed in there.
Are we including Wilderness Lodge in this?
No.
No?
So see, Wilderness Lodge is not... Yeah, I mean, I know it's closed, but it is not monorail.
See, I hate this question because I like both for different reasons.
I know, it's tough.
I would say Epcot because there's two parks right there.
Yeah.
The proximity to two parks is... It's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Magic Kingdom resorts are like, you know, they're iconic, you know? They are. They've been there forever. And
yeah,
that's what you see, like, in the Disney ABC TV, like, specials they did back in the 90s. Grand Floridian was where you stayed.
True.
You know?
True.
That is the flagship, obviously. Anyway, I'd say Epcot. Yeah.
I would say Epcot. I really enjoyed... when we stayed at Boardwalk last time.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and the point too, though, like our daughter likes a lot of things. I mean, both our kids like stuff about Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, they do.
And Epcot is enjoy. I mean, you know, she likes Guardians Ride and stuff like that. So there's more stuff there. So, I mean, I'm not going to turn either one down, but probably I think
nor
Epcot.
I just,
I don't know. I just love the Boardwalk area. So
it's so nice. If you had said Wilderness Lodge was included in that, I would have had a harder time.
Well, but it's not. I know you've argued this, but it's not a monorail thing. It could be.
It's Magic Kingdom area.
I don't think people realize how close Wilderness Lodge is. Like, you could extend the monorail just a tad bit. Granted, it would really not help with the whole Lodge in the Woods motif with
the monorail
coming through. But yeah, it is close. But it is not a monorail resort.
No. Okay. Fair enough. Do you have any more?
Blizzard Beach or Typhoon Lagoon? If both were running at the same time.
Which never happens anymore.
They kind of play tag with each other.
I say Blizzard Beach. I'm excited to see the Frozen overlay that they added to it. Eventually, we'll get to see that. I feel like our kids had a little bit better time when we went. However, it was a year ago. So it's been a while since we've been to Blizzard Beach. We didn't get to explore the entire park, but I feel like it was more our kids' speed.
I agree with that, yeah.
If you will. I like the theming.
Mm-hmm.
I like the theming better. Like the Typhoon Lagoon theming is like interesting. It was like a shipwreck and, you know, like a typhoon came in and messed everything up. Like,
deep
I got
things.
It. But the Blizzard Beach thing is like, oh, it's a beachy ski lodge? That's funny.
Yeah. No, I think Blizzard, I agree. I think it was more a kid speed. I think, I think both our kids would enjoy the Frozen stuff they add in there with it. So,
but I don't remember Typhoon as a kid, like when we went as a kid. I don't remember Typhoon like at all. I remembered Blizzard Beach because I went down Summit Plummet when I think I was 12 and lost my bathing suit. That was a core memory.
I can imagine.
And then I remember River Country. Going down the slides that drop off into the water.
Yeah.
And it scared me at first because it's like not shallow. It's kind of deep. And I was like younger when I went on it. And I remember that because I thought, am I going to drown? I wasn't. But I was just like a little bit nervous. Like, get back to the surface.
You survived.
I survived River Country.
River Country's it's lure out there.
It is.
It was the danger park.
Yeah, I was.
You showed that park to people and they're like, that was real? And you're like, yeah, they did that.
I was like 10 maybe. It was in the early 90s when we went. So.
It was a different time.
It was a different time. But I do remember that park. I do remember that park.
Okay. So. Last one I have. This one I thought of earlier. Starbucks or Joffrey's?
Joffrey's has more locations sometimes.
Yeah.
That's more accessible.
I think Joffrey's has better coffee.
You think so? Yes. Yeah, I'd say that too. I'd say Joffrey's.
I'll say Joffrey's. The only thing I do like that Starbucks has is their pumpkin cream cold brews. Those are like those. Really good.
Yeah, those are
But good. Joffrey's does have a pumpkin, I think they call it like a pumpkin pie surprise or something. It's very good. It's not as good as a pumpkin cream cold brew, but everything else besides that, I would take Joffrey's over Starbucks. I'm just not a huge Starbucks. Like the way they roast the beans and make the coffee, it's not like I don't really care for it that much, but okay. And a lot of times they have places when you're leaving the park, like outside the little stand, you just get some stuff.
Sometimes. They have one at TTC.
And it's not as much of a spectacle compared to going into a Starbucks.
It is more convenient. I will say that.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
For sure.
All right. Well, that's I think that's everything.
Okay.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Well, before we go, if you want even more content, if you want to interact even more, we have lots of discussions, especially in the Facebook group with it. You should look into joining Club 32. So that is our private group where we do a lot more stuff like this, plus additional content, like tons of live streams. We have Cool Kids Kitchen that we do once a month where we make a Disney dish. We have Club 32 Speakeasy. Usually just go live on the back porch hanging out. Lately with a fire pit, just hang out and chat. Got the Club 32 show, which we just did on Friday night. Did that. And we have meetups. We got the big annual meetup coming up in just about 2 weeks at Disney.
Less than two weeks.
We have you get 20% off of CTM apparel and 1901 Candle Company products. There's actually Club 32 specific apparel. Like if people request certain things, it can be done there. Private Facebook group. There's a private podcast feed. There's all kinds of stuff. So again, you can go to ctmvip.com if you want to join there. You can do a monthly or yearly options, and you can even do a free trial. So you can go check it out there.
And speaking of live streams from Club 32, at least our daughter and I will be at Disney on Friday, and we're going to be eating at Akershus because it reopens that day, and catching Fantasmic, which will be reopening this week. Maybe Jared and our son will join us. I don't know. But so far, it's our daughter and me. So if you want to see some live streams of that, Club 32 is where it's at.
Yes. And then there is also early access to Trip Tales. Mm-hmm. And there will be early access to the vlogs. We have started vlogging again on the YouTube channel, and so we'll have early access to the vlogs in Club 32 as well. So.
And we're Capture the Magic or Cap the Magic there on YouTube?
On YouTube, it's at Cap the Magic. So okay. YouTube has handles now, sort of like all the other socials. So yes. It's at Cap the Magic. So yeah. So okay. Yeah, if you want to join Club 32, ctmvip.com is where you go there. So, all right. Well, that will do it. I guess the only thing to say, check us out on social media.
Yes.
At, like we were saying, at Cap the Magic on Instagram and Twitter, and that's basically it. At Capture the Magic on TikTok, and then obviously there's the Facebook group, which you should go join, Capture Magic Facebook community. And we have other shows as well. We've got the Universal show that is once a month. We have Jamie's Trip Tales, which is twice a month, which is a big trip report show that people always enjoy. And if you want to be on that show, you can go to ctmtriptales.com and apply to be on if you want to be a guest coming up. And we have Outside the Bubble once a month where we talk about things outside of Disney World and Universal Studios. And I think that's it. So, all right. Well, thank you everybody for listening and or watching. And thank you, Jamie, for joining us.
Thank you.
And as Jamie always likes to say,
we will see you in the parks.
Bye.